I brought my parents and my grandmother into my therapist's office, and I had a pre-written letter that was like a script that I was going to follow that explained, you know, how I came to understand this about myself and what it had been like for me and what I wanted them to do and what I expected from them. But it was still really difficult, you know, even with a piece of paper in front of me and everything planned out, it's never as easy as it sounds. When I was a sophomore, before I came out to anybody, I would usually just duck into a girl's bathroom and put my head down and hope I didn't see anybody I knew. But then when I started coming out, I ventured into the other bathrooms, and for a while I was using a unisex staff bathroom. But now I have no issues with that. Just I can go into the men's bathrooms and there's no problem there.
That seems like a unique experience with schools, because the other folks I've talked to and a lot of the reading I've done, they don't allow that. So you just kind of did it and it's nobody's said anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have trans friends who go to other schools who are envious of that? I mean, that's a small thing, but it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah, it is a big thing. And a lot of people that I know have had problems with that, which is really unfair. It's such a basic thing to be able to use the bathroom at your own school. And the fact that that is denied to a student to be able to use a bathroom comfortably and safely is absolutely unacceptable.
How are the other students at your school?
Awesome. I've really had no problems. I mean, there have been occasional people who have come up and said something that they may not have realized was offensive, but I kind of see those as opportunities to educate people if they don't realize that something they said wasn't nice. You know, sometimes they just don't know, and that's a time that you can take to explain to them and help them learn something.
How could teachers be helpful to students who identify as trans?
Pronoun use is huge, because when you're a teacher, you are referring to students by their names and pronouns in front of a classroom of 20 or 30 kids. And in that moment, even though it may not seem like a big deal to a teacher to refer to a student as he or she, and if they slip up, especially in the beginning when a student comes out, it may not seem like a big deal to them, but to that student, it can be really crushing. It can ruin their whole day. Of all of my trans friends, I do think I have some of the most supportive parents out there. There are people whose parents won't let them buy appropriately gendered clothes or use their names or correct pronouns, or, you know, even won't talk to them or accept them because of those things. And, you know, like anybody's parents, it takes adjusting to handle such a big thing.